More and more Vermont companies are taking advantage of new rules that let them raise money from small investors. And as VPR Steve Zinn reports, another state rule change this month could mean even more opportunities.
Last year, the state changed the rules for the Vermont Small Business Offering Exemption, also known as VSBO. The changes essentially make it easier for Vermonters to invest in local companies and for those businesses to raise more money from more investors. Michael Pichak is Deputy Commissioner of the Securities Division at the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation, which oversees VSBO. He says there's been a clear spike in the number of businesses making investment offerings under VSBO since the rules were changed just over a year ago.
And since that time, we've had six offerings. So when we look back at the period of time prior to the revisions, we had 14 offerings in 14 years. So there's been considerable interest from the small business community, from the entrepreneurial community, to do these types of offerings.
A more recent change to the VSBO rules went into effect this month. It allows Vermont businesses to solicit and accept out-of-state investments. The changes are a response to a growing interest in equity crowdfunding, which was first authorized in 2012. Unlike the more familiar type of crowdfunding popularized by sites like Kickstarter, equity crowdfunding provides the possibility of a return on your investment. Vermont is one of a number of states that have changed regulations to accommodate equity crowdfunding, which Pichak says has a two-pronged appeal to businesses.
I think that small businesses were having difficulty getting traditional financing and they wanted another avenue, another venue to go towards. But I think also in Vermont in particular, like we see with Phoenix Books, there was an interest in getting local community involvement in the business.
Phoenix Books in Essex and Burlington is using VSBO to raise capital for an expansion into Rutland. Eli Moulton is a corporate attorney who's working with the bookstore. Moulton says now under VSBO, businesses can advertise and use social media and Kickstarter-like online sites to get the word out to prospective investors. He says before last year, VSBO was much more restrictive.
For example, me just having this conversation with you, if this was not done under sort of a VSBO type of an exemption, I wouldn't be able to sort of publicly state that the company was raising capital this way.
As far as the latest change, allowing a Vermont business owner to accept out-of-state capital under VSBO from, say, an uncle in New York, Moulton thinks it's significant, but also comes with some challenges.
The minute we have sort of that uncle investing, if he's a New York resident, you know, we have to simultaneously ensure that, you know, the offering's done in compliance with New York's securities laws as well as Vermont.
Businesses offering investment opportunities through the Vermont Small Business Offering Exemption can choose to sell shares of their company or solicit capital in the form of loans. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.